I've gone for some comedy T-shirts, which I'd like to show you. They're just up here. You know, the comedy T-shirt, it's an underutilised medium, in my opinion. Hang on. What? It's a perfectly normal thing to do. Sell a bit of wear, you know, the Rolling Stones do it, why not me? This is the first one that I did, it's... I'm a stupid, what do you think? It says I'm a stupid, so you can wear it, and the person next to you... You know, I'm a stupid. It's got JimmyCarr.com on the sleeve, I'm a stupid. On the back it says, the National Association of Special Needs Carers. Who thought that was it? It says, my girlfriend went on a UN-sponsored trip to investigate child labour in the Far East. And all I got was this lousy T-shirt. See, there's a very serious issue there. Children as young as 10 are working, you know, 80 hours a week in sweatshops in the Far East, stitching trainers. I wouldn't mind, but it's a workmanship that suffers. This one's rather predictable, but it's kind of fun as well. It's the Christian Alliance Against Bad Language. Can fuck off. Got another religious one now, but for a reason. This is the best-selling T-shirt ever in the world. Jesus loves you. It's the most popular T-shirt ever. Jesus loves you. He's not in love with you. I was going to go for, he's not fussy about looks. I thought, no. Incidentally, if we're all God's children, what's so special about Jesus? It says, love hurts. It's a nice sentiment, isn't it? Love hurts. It sort of shows a sensitive side. Love hurts. Try a lubricated finger. This takes a little bit of explaining. It's True Love Waits is the slogan. It's the slogan of the Promise Keepers. They're an organisation in America that believe in holding on to their virginity and chastity until marriage. Britney Spears was a member. I think there's some footage of her leaving on the internet. Anyway, their slogan's True Love Waits. I thought, True Love Waits is such a lovely slogan. It deserves a T-shirt. True Love Waits. Pulls out and comes on her tits. Well, I imagine you're getting the hang of this by now, so, you know, try and guess this one. It's see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. What do you think? No idea? See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Rohypnol. Actually, there was a story in the paper earlier this year. There was a story about an Englishman arrested in Ayia Napa for taking advantage of three girls by putting Rohypnol in their drinks. What's the world coming to? In Ayia Napa. You're telling me Rohypnol is now cheaper than three Bacardi Breezes? Now this one, this is a picture that the man on my right, your left, is on fire. Can you all see that? He's on fire. Special Olympics torch arrives. I did briefly consider the phrase flame retarded. I thought, no. Let's not get out of hand. Well, this is the last one I'm going to leave you with this, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a pleasure talking to you this evening. Obviously, this is it's a lovely T-shirt. World's best dad. I don't know, are there any dads in? Yeah, this may be a nice thing for you to wear around the house. World's best dad. Nice, you wear that with pride. World's best dad. I fucked your mum. Well, I've been Jimmy Carr. You've been absolutely lovely. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers. Thank you.